This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's news China will ban the import of gold, iron ore, and other minerals from North Korea, and it promises to halt the export of jet fuel to its neighbors. This after North Korea this year carried out a fourth nuclear test and launched a long-range rocket. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is in Shanghai. Rob, there's symbolism here, but you're skeptical that much changes in the real world of commerce, goods, and money?
I think the devil might be in the details in this situation. And when you look more closely at what China's promised, you see that there are key exceptions to China's sanctions on North Korea that threaten to water down any meaningful impact on North Korea's development of a nuclear weapons program. First off, China has not banned the import of North Korean coal. China can continue to import coal from North Korea as long as the money is used for the, quote, livelihood of North Korean citizens and not spent on the country's nuclear program. Now, how China's money is spent once it enters North Korea is nearly impossible to keep track of, and China spends billions on North Korean coal each year. So this is a crucial loophole once you take a close look at these sanctions.
All right, but beyond that, why is China seemingly reluctant to put in more meaningful sanctions on North Korea?
China's economy isn't what it used to be. It's entering a slower growth reality, and the last thing it needs is an economic collapse of a neighbor that it shares a 1,000-mile-long border with. Should North Korea collapse, the scenarios for China are not good. First off, you've got the issue of potential North Korean nuclear weapons and what would happen to them just across the border. Secondly, and perhaps most importantly, if North Korea should collapse, you're looking at a potential of millions of North Korean refugees escaping across the border into China. And if you think the Syrian refugee crisis in Europe is bad, this could be much worse for China, whose economy is already going through some difficult times.
Marketplace of China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.